sat down, picked up the phone, said, "Boy, I'm your old man." He touched the glass between the two as if to shake his hand. The boy, he didn't budge, not even so much as a blink. The man said, "Oh, come on, boy, better late than never, don't you think?" He said, "I read it in the paper, can't believe you're 21, and I can't believe some son of mine could do the things I hear you've done." He went on like some big hero who flew in to save the day. And the boy said, "If you're here to steer me right, man, it's too late. You had to be there, and I'm talking from day one. It's the only time a dad should talk through glass to his new son. You'd have to go back and teach me how when I was nine, cause my mama couldn't throw a ball even if she'd had the time. I should have been learning how to fish instead of learning how to smoke. I bet if you'd have whooped my tail, I never thought it was a joke." He said, "Sometimes a will for doing wrong is way too strong for any mama's prayers. You had to be there." Said, "Boy, I'm sorry that you hate me like you do." The boy said, "Dry it up, man, we ain't making this about you. It's about a teenage girl against the world, cause she was left there high and dry. It's about a kid who might have stood a whole lot better shot in life. You had to be there, talking from day one. That's the only time a dad should talk through glass to his new son. You'd have to go back and teach me how when I was nine, cause my mama couldn't throw a ball even if she'd had the time. I should have been learning how to fish instead of learning how to smoke. I bet if you'd have whooped my tail, I never thought it was a joke." He said, "Sometimes a will for doing wrong is way too strong for any mama's prayers. You had to be there." Before the boy hung up the phone, he said, "They say I'm out of time." And it hit the man right there and then, "My God, son, so am I."